grateful for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Him, David. Oh, how about that? Isn't that the truth?
It's a powerful thing.
When you learn to trust Him.
You can lean on Him and trust Him for everything. You know, that's coming from the way the family I came. I love my family, but they're pretty intense when it came to money and stuff, and some didn't trust the Lord, and so it was on their own back.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day, if you didn't have enough money, it was fear city.
Yeah.
And that's how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I met Jesus, and over time, He showed me that He's trustworthy, 24/7, 365.
Yeah, you talked about that yesterday.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You trust your friends, and sometimes even your best, closest, dearest friends, sometimes they make a promise, and then they have to call you up and say, you know, I know I promised that we were going to go fishing this week, but something's come up.
Right, exactly.
Or, you know, your parents, sometimes they promise their children, you know, we're going to do this, you know, and then something comes up. They lose a job or something, and it's beyond their control, and they just can't fulfill that promise.
That's right.
But God is not in danger of being unemployed.
No.
God is not in danger of running out of resources.
No.
God is able to meet our needs. Well, listen, we had Karen from Stewart calling in, giving that $300 matching funds challenge. And we had a number of folks calling in and giving and helping out. We had Trudy giving a gift of $50. We had Anna giving a gift of $25. We prayed for her. We also had James. He kind of finished it up pretty quickly there. James from Fort Pierce giving $225. Then Nelwyn right here in Palm City giving $50, putting us $50 over the challenge, and we got it done. We still have 2 minutes on the clock.
Wow.
So that's good. And we had 15 minutes to do that. So we're very grateful and thankful to the folks for calling and giving. Now, this is a friend that has been a part of the ministry for a long time, and he said he wants some folks maybe to match up a gift. This is kind of a little different. I'm going to put 15 minutes on my timer again if I can get it set up. We're going to give 15 minutes to this challenge, which I think is sufficient time to do it. This is another matching funds challenge from Richard. Now, he's done this before. Now, he's giving $144 in matching funds, and he's saying he'd like to have some folks call in with a gift of $12, $24, or $36 to match up his gifts. Now, you know, these are numbers that I guess are all multiples of 144.
Right.
So anyway, if you'd like to give a gift of $12, then Richard wants to match up. Now, you can give whatever you want, but Richard would like for you that maybe, and he says for everyone that calls in, he's going to be praying specifically for them today. So he'll be listening for the names, and we're going to pray. And so, you know, and this is a good thing to have. You know, when we pray, we ask you, the listeners out there, to pray. You know, I know that, you know, when we all pray, you know, doesn't matter whose prayer gets through.
That's right.
But, you know, it's good to have a multitude of folks praying and lifting up needs. And so Richard said he's going to be praying for you. $144. I'm going to start the timer right now. We have 14 minutes and 58 seconds now left in this $144 matching funds challenge.
Wow.
So if you'd like to give a $12 gift, a $24 gift, a $36 gift, sometimes this gets to be fun.
This could be fun. And what'll make it more fun is if you'll call one of these two numbers.
Now, just be sure you have batteries in your calculator.
Right.
All right. Okay. 888-221-8990. Richard from Port St. Lucie wants to match up $144 in gifts. And I think we ought to be able to get this done right away.
I would imagine within the time frame, if
not
quicker.
We've got 14 minutes left. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. It's right now is the right time to call and make that gift of support. Give us a ring. 888-221-8990. Richard, matching up gifts to $144. A $12 gift will be matched with 12. That becomes 24. A $24 gift would be matched. That would become 48. 13 minutes left in this challenge. Right time. Well, this is the right time. We're glad to have you tuning in today at WCNO. And speaking of time, it's 7:53 at WCNO, coming up on the 8 o'clock hour in just a little bit. Richard from Port St. Lucie wants to match up some gifts up to $144. And he said, you know, if you'd like to give a gift of 12 or 24, that he would match it up. Well, Phyllis from Hobe Sound calling in, giving a $24 gift. And that's going to be matched with $24. So, Phyllis, God bless you. That becomes $48, thanks to Richard. And so that leaves us $120 to go in our matching funds challenge. There's 10 minutes left in the challenge. We have put 15 minutes on the clock. And Richard said that he's going to be praying with people. Well, Richard, you can pray with Phyllis that she will have favor on her job. And we're going to pray for her right now. Heavenly Father, we lift up Phyllis to you in prayer. We pray, God, that you would give her favor at her job, that you would open up opportunities and give her the knowledge, the skill, the ability to accomplish the things that needs to be accomplished there at work. And Father, that her employer and bosses and supervisors and fellow workers would look upon her with favor. Father, Lord, we ask her, God, that you'd minister to Phyllis today in Jesus' name, and amen. And Richard, you need to know that Phyllis has called in a gift of $24, matching up your gift, and that leaves us $120 to go in matching funds. Now, Richard, giving $144 in matching funds, and he says he'd like for you maybe to give it in 12, 24, 36, you know, that kind of gift. And So why not pick up the phone and give him a call? We have $120 remaining in matching funds. Now, maybe you'd like to give $120, a one-time gift. That has 12 in it. So why not do that right now? We have 8 minutes left in Richard's matching funds challenge. So give us a ring, if you will. 888-221-8990. Did we tell you that you can also give online today at our website, WCNO.com? Do you know that you can do that anytime, 24 hours a day? We had a dear sister go online last evening around 8 o'clock and gave a gift of $50. And that was the gift that started us off this morning. Well, you can give online. Our web address, WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. And when you go to the home page there, you're going to see a big block that is going to be there that says Donate Here. And if you click on that, it will take you to our donate page. At the top of that page, you can make a pledge. And you scroll down the page, or you click on that link over there at the right, and it will take you down the page to a place where you can give a one-time gift by credit card. If you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, you'll find a link there where you can give a gift on a monthly reoccurring donation up to 6 months in length. So if you want to give $100 over 2 months, you can set that up right there. Or maybe you want to give $100 over 5 months. You can give $20 a month for 5 months, up to 6 months. So you can check that out at WCNO.com. You can get a program guide there. You can coverage map. Rate cards. There's a Christian bookstore there if you're looking for gift items this coming holiday season. For Thanksgiving or Christmas, you can find gift cards there at the WCNO bookstore. It's a portal to the CBD, and they will ship it directly to your home. All right. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. There's 6 minutes left in Richard's matching funds challenge of $144. Now, we had Phyllis giving a gift of $24. That was matched with $24. There's $120 to go. Phone lines are open. 6 minutes left. Hopefully, we'll hear from you. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. 6 minutes to go in this matching funds challenge. Thank you for that call. God bless you.
Perfect submission. All is at rest.
All is at rest.
I am my Savior. I'm happy and blessed.
Happy and blessed.
Watching and waiting.
Waiting.
I'm looking above.
I'm waiting.
Filled with His goodness. Lost in His love.
Well, once again, just to remind you, we do have a match.